Orleans is about to reopen a day after the truck attack that killed 15 people there. Investigators believe Army veteran Shamsuddin Jabbar had help before he rammed a rented pickup into the crowd. CBS News national security contributor Samantha Vinograd.
This attack appears to be what ISIS dreams are made of. ISIS has invested very heavily in propaganda in various languages, including English. That propaganda is intended to inspire individuals all around the world to conduct ISIS's dirty work.
The Sugar Bowl college football's quarterfinals scheduled to kick off at 4 p.m. Eastern at New Orleans Superdome. It was postponed today because of the truck attack. Some, like Louisiana Attorney General Liz Murrell, think it's too soon. She tells CBS Mornings.
Yesterday, when I arrived in New Orleans, it took several hours, really, until the end of the day to secure the crime scene and remove the bodies from the scene. I think that it's premature to be having a football game when we still had bodies on the ground.
New Orleans Police Commissioner Ann Kirkpatrick on CBS.
We would not be doing this if we didn't think that we could create a safe environment for us. We're going to have a sea of officers out here. We're going to have hundreds and hundreds.
Superdome is scheduled to host the Super Bowl next month. We're learning more about a possible connection between the attack and a Tesla Cybertruck explosion outside a hotel in Las Vegas yesterday that killed the driver, reporter Andres Gutierrez.
Sources tell CBS News that the Cybertruck was rented to a Matthew Livelsburg, an active duty member of the U.S. Army who is currently on leave. CBS did speak to two of his relatives who said that they had no idea that he was involved in this incident, but knew that he had recently rented a Cybertruck. We're told that his wife hadn't heard from him in several days.
FBI says search of the residence in Colorado Springs is related to the investigation. Tesla reporting its first yearly decline in delivery since at least 2015. Despite a surge in promotional deals and a big fourth quarter rally, Elon Musk company reports an overall 1.1% drop in 2024. New York City police say they're looking for a group of men who fired into a crowd outside a nightclub, wounding at least 10 people, mostly teenagers. CBS New York's Christina Pham.
That venue was at capacity, so a line of about 15 people were waiting outside. Police say that's when four men approached the crowd and fired about 30 rounds. They then got into a light-colored sedan with out-of-state license plates.
No word on a motive. Dow is up 118. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the Civic Media Newsroom, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A Pleasant Prairie man was arrested for a sexual assault at Carthage College. Kenosha police say 24-year-old Brandon Wilson was wanted for the alleged assault back in November. The suspect, who was not a student, allegedly bypassed security at a campus building before assaulting a female student and running off. Wilson faces charges of second-degree sexual assault, resisting arrest, and disorderly conduct. And people who aren't even in Southeast Wisconsin are being targeted with a scam connected to the Brew City. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
A text message scam in Milwaukee is tricking people into believing they've got unpaid parking tickets. The text trickery involves the use of malicious links that could compromise personal data and financial information. Officials are advising folks to ignore and delete the messages. There's also a reminder that the city of Milwaukee never communicates about parking tickets via text.
You might have spent lots of time with your family over the last 2 weeks. That can be joyous or stressful, and often a little bit of both. So could setting boundaries help avoid some of that extra stress? Here's Lisa Hale.
Dealing with stress at the holidays is bad enough. There's the hustle and the bustle. But add to it the less than pleasant political conversations that may pop up with extended family and friends, and it can be really tough. Kimberly Johnson of Johnson Counseling says keeping an open mind can help, as can setting boundaries at the start of an event.
If you have somebody that's open and willing to accept what you want to say, my saying is curious, not furious. So be curious, you know, okay, well, you voted for this person. Why? What do you think about this? What about that? Questions, and rather than getting angry and frustrated. And the other thing is that if there is a boundary, set it.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Three Packers named to the Pro Bowl. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The NFL says three Packers players selected for the Pro Bowl. Two of them signed with the team this year in free agency. It's safety Xavier McKinney, running back Josh Jacobs. The third is defensive end Rashawn Gary. The Packers' top defensive back, Jair Alexander, had to have surgery on his right knee and is now out for the rest of the season. This will mean more snaps for second-year man Carrington Valentine.
This is next man mentality, honestly. You know, it sucks, but play football. Injuries happen. You know, you gotta keep going.
The Packers host the Bears Sunday. Quarterback Caleb Williams was asked what he thought about his former assistant coach at USC, Cliff Kingsbury, as a candidate for the next head coach of the Bears.
Yeah, I'd say I've been around Cliff. I know what type of guy he is. I know that he loves football. I know that he wants to win. He's a competitor. I've been around him, so asking him questions and things like that, I think, obviously, if he was here, I'd probably have more to say.
That's Bears quarterback Caleb Williams with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Sunny today with high temperatures reaching the mid-20s. As winds become feisty overnight tonight and throughout tomorrow, dragging our temperatures down to highs near 20. Slapping a wind chill on top of that, it's really going to be feeling more like the single digits. But we'll be sitting pretty under abundant sunshine the entire weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 26 degrees at our studios.
Hits WRJN. Not Monday, Monday, might feel like it, but no, it's Thursday, Thursday for the calendar challenge.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, if there's a smile on my face, it's only there trying to fool a
Park to pristine North Beach. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Man that Brandy loved. He came but it made it clear he couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, "Bravely, silent town, and loves a man who's not around. She still can't hear him say, she hears him say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
News, timeless hits, and the Don Rosen Show on WRJN. Tomorrow, Mike Clemens steps in to talk about the week in sports, and what a week it's been. Did you see the Arizona game against Texas in the Peach Bowl? Wow, what an ending. I mean, if you tuned in for the final quarter, that was the whole game. But Mike's probably going to be talking about that and Badgers and high school basketball. That's tomorrow morning on the Don Rosen Show on WRJN.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride power scooter or power chair designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
For over 93 years, family-owned and operated Martin's Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Union Grove, Wisconsin, has been serving the area with great selection, price, and service. Plus, they're one of the top commercial dealers in the area. So if you're looking for a new vehicle for the family or a new work truck, look no further than Martin Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Union Grove. Stop by and see one of their helpful salesmen or shop them online at martinsgarage.net.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Thank you.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues? Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
With local news twice an hour, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., we are Racine's source for local news and now Timeless Hits. Join us every day to stay up to date. Join us online at WRJN.com for up-to-date news or join our news podcasts, also available at WRJN.com. Local news, it's part of our commitment to Racine.
WRJN.
Whoa!
For Aretha, WRJN.
Change.
woman. I don't believe you, you're not the truth. No one could look as good as you. Mercy. Pretty woman, won't you pardon me? Pretty woman, I couldn't help but see. Pretty woman,
Media Newsroom. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A Pleasant Prairie man was arrested for a sexual assault at Carthage College. Kenosha police say 24-year-old Brandon Wilson was wanted for the alleged assault back in November. The suspect, who was not a student, allegedly bypassed security at a campus building before assaulting a female student and running off. Wilson faces charges of second-degree sexual assault, resisting arrest, and disorderly conduct. And people who aren't even in Southeast Wisconsin are being targeted with a scam connected to the Brew City. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
A text message scam in Milwaukee is tricking people into believing they've got unpaid parking tickets. The text trickery involves the use of malicious links that could compromise personal data and financial information. Officials are advising folks to ignore and delete the messages. There's also a reminder that the city of Milwaukee never communicates about parking tickets via text.
You might have spent lots of time with your family over the last 2 weeks. That can be joyous or stressful, and often a little bit of both. So could setting boundaries help avoid some of that extra stress? Here's Lisa Hale.
Dealing with stress at the holidays is bad enough. There's the hustle and the bustle. But add to it the less than pleasant political conversations that may pop up with extended family and friends, and it can be really tough. Kimberly Johnson of Johnson Counseling says keeping an open mind can help, as can setting boundaries at the start of an event.
If you have somebody that's open and willing to accept what you want to say, my saying is curious, not furious. So be curious, you know, okay, well, you voted for this person. Why? What do you think about this? What about that? Questions. And rather than getting angry and frustrated. And the other thing is that if there is a boundary, set it.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Sunny today with high temperatures reaching the mid-20s. As winds become feisty overnight tonight and throughout tomorrow, dragging our temperatures down to highs near 20. Slapping a wind chill on top of that, it's really going to be feeling more like the single digits. But we'll be sitting pretty under abundant sunshine the entire weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 26 degrees at our studios.
WRJN.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN, with the rest of the story from Paul Harvey, coming up at 12:05 on WRJN.
So don't you leave me standing in the shadows of love. I'm getting ready for the heartache to come. Don't you see me standing in the shadows of love. I'm the best to get ready for the heartache to come. All alone I'm destined to be with misery. My only company may come today and it might come tomorrow.
Something in
Beatles on WRJN. Something. One of only two songs that I've ever played in a band in public. And it was for my high school talent show at Lake Geneva Badger. WRJN.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead. Walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. Different world, go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, even in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night it's a different world, go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night, just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match head. But tonight it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, summer, in the city.
Shine up.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN, and the Badgers, too, playing Iowa tomorrow. Hear it here on WRJN. This may be the nicest song about getting dumped that there ever was. From Marvin Gaye, here in the gossip, WRJN.
WRJN.
This is WRJN. Now, a heads up for you. When you listen to Paul Harvey and the rest of the story, you might be tempted to tune out because it's kind of a sensitive story, but force yourself to listen all the way through. You will not be disappointed. WRJN.
Kentucky woman, she shined with her own kind of light. She look at you once in a day, if it's all wrong, looks all right. And I love her, God knows I love her. Kentucky woman, she get to know you, she got to own you. Kentucky woman, she ain't the kind make heads turn at the drop of her name. Something inside that she's got turned you on just the same. And she loves me, God knows she loves me. Kentucky woman, she get to know you, she got to own you. Kentucky woman, I don't want much. Good Lord's have beneath my feet, gentle touch from that one girl, and life is sweet and good. Ain't no doubt I'm talking about Kentucky woman. She gets to know you, she got to own you. Kentucky woman, I don't want much. Earth beneath my feet, a gentle touch from that one girl, and life is sweet and good. There ain't no doubt I'm talking about Kentucky woman. She gets to know you, she got to own you. Kentucky woman, Kentucky woman.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Bourbon Street in New Orleans is about to reopen a day after the truck attack that killed 15 people there. Investigators believe Army veteran Shamsuddin Jabbar had help before he rammed a rented pickup into the crowd. CBS News national security contributor Samantha Vinograd.
This attack appears to be what ISIS dreams are made of. ISIS has invested very heavily in propaganda in various languages, including English. That propaganda is intended to inspire individuals all around the world to conduct ISIS's dirty work.
The Sugar Bowl college football's quarterfinals, scheduled to kick off at 4 p.m. Eastern at New Orleans Superdome. It was postponed today because of the truck attack. Some, like Louisiana Attorney General Liz Murrell, think it's too